It is 14th of May. I disappeared again and for quite a while, but once again for a good reason. Unexpectedly, I was granted permission to leave the country, and I hurriedly traveled to Kyiv to take my daughter. Together, we set off to visit my parents abroad. But let me tell you the whole story. For a man of conscription age, living in Ukraine right now is incredibly challenging. The country is currently undergoing mobilization, and at any moment, any man can be called up for military service. The government has a valid concern that many men might try to evade service by staying abroad. That is why the authorities made it so difficult to leave Ukraine. The easiest way to find yourself abroad, as it turned out, is to join the army, because during your lawful 10-day leave, you can spend it wherever you want. You just need to obtain a leave document for your commanding officers specifying the country you are heading to. A few weeks ago, I submitted a request to my superiors asking for an opportunity to visit my parents. In the early days of May, I received my leave document and I immediately bought tickets and set off, first to Kyiv and then abroad. All airports in Ukraine have been closed for over a year now, and passenger planes do not operate at all. Therefore, the only way to leave is by road transport. The most convenient way is to travel to Poland. The bus to the Polish capital Warsaw, according to a schedule, might travel about 16 hours. However, in reality, the journey takes much more than 24 hours due to the chaotic situation at the border, with an overwhelming number of trucks and buses causing significant delays. It took me a total of around 50 hours to reach my parents, but it was worth every moment. We were evacuated from Kharkiv in the early weeks of the war. We were constantly under heavy shelling, unable to obtain food or even find clean drinking water. Those days and the incredibly challenging evacuation under constant fire from the Russian invaders took a toll on them. My father suffered a heart attack and my mother ended up partially paralyzed. Their condition deteriorated slowly during the evacuation. My parents had lost hope of ever seeing me and my daughter, and with despair worsened their illness. Our arrival literally revitalized my parents. They realized they found on an uninhabited island where their loved ones could never reach them. They believed that our meetings were possible both now and in the future. I witnessed they come alive before my eyes and even appear somewhat younger. And the trip was beneficial for me as well. For over a week, I did not wear a military uniform. I could afford to go to a bar, and I did not wake up at night from shelling and bombings. I simply returned to a normal pre-war life for a few days, a life I had almost forgotten existed. I was once again a civilian living an ordinary civilian life, but now that life has ended along with my leave. I am returning to the front with the hope of going back to my parents in a year, hoping that both they and I will safely make it through this year. You know, cherish those who are dear to you, spend time with them, and don't ignore them. Who knows how life will unfold in the future? Just 15 months ago, we could not have imagined that my parents would become disabled refugees and that I would become a soldier. Life can take unexpected turns, so it is essential to appreciate and value our loved ones while we have the opportunity.